WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The two northbound lanes in the 2500 block of Texas Avenue are now open. Southbound lanes will still be closed for a few more hours while College Station police investigate an accident that happened around 3 a.m. and left one person dead. According to the report, a truck leaving the drive of Days Inn pulled in front of a southbound motorcycle. The motorcyclist struck the bed of the truck and was thrown several feet. The rider, who was wearing a helmet, died. His identity is being withheld until his family is notified. The accident is still under investigation. For the third time this month, College Station police make an arrest on a charge of filing a false report.
21-year-old Chancellor Mitchell of College Station told police, according to his arrest report, he was trying to get a friend out of the house more. That's why he called the friend's house last month, told the friend's roommate he was an Atmos Energy employee, and told everyone in the house to evacuate because of the risk of a natural gas explosion. The roommate called Atmos, who in turn contacted CSPD. Police brought in the bomb squad and considered evacuating the neighborhood south of Oakwood Intermediate School. Atmos cleared the house on Glade Street, and PD found nothing suspicious. About 1 hour later, police learned of the suspect through other occupants of the evacuated home. Officers found Mitchell, and he admitted to making the call. Mitchell, who was arrested last week, is out of jail on a bond, promising he'll appear at future court hearings. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council has approved more infrastructure improvements in the Northgate District.
It's a combination of work that we're doing in Northgate. They're replacing bollards, and there's also a loading zone modification where we are extending the sidewalk and some drainage improvements right there along University Drive.
And we've talked to the businesses there. Or they know what's happening?
Through the Northgate Merchants Association, this has been an ongoing effort for several years.
Public Works Director Donald Harmon answered Councilwoman Blanche Brick's question before the unanimous vote to approve a nearly $300,000 contract. The project, which is in an area bordered by University, College Main, Lodge, and Church, will also replace existing bollards at four locations along University. If you were planning to fly a drone over Kyle Field, it may become illegal.
A measure making it a crime to fly unmanned aircraft over sports arenas holding at least 30,000 people. And also jails or prisons passed the legislature on Sunday night. The final version of the bill also prohibits drones over immigrant detention centers. Starting September 1st, operating a drone intentionally over such a facility will be punishable by up to 6 months in jail. The regulation is designed to protect the public from weapons that drones could possibly carry and to prevent drones from sneaking drugs or contraband to inmates. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
Memorial Day is not a happy day, so says the speaker at this year's Twin Cities All Veterans Memorial Day program.
I wish you a solemn, contemplative Memorial Day, where you come to terms with the fact that there's sorrow, there's remembrance.
John Hines of the Bryan American Legion says if there is something to celebrate, it's about celebrating in a spiritual way those in the military who gave their lives so we can be free.
We still worship as we please. We are Americans, and we have to thank them for that.
Hines said the next time he hears someone on TV say, "Have a happy Memorial Day," he might have to throw something through his TV. The Brazos County A&M Coaches Night is your chance to talk Aggie sports and meet some of the country's top college coaches, all while giving back to current and future A&M students. Co-chair Shelby Cooper says the money goes directly back to students from Brazos County.
We're here to support our local students that stayed here and decided to come to Texas A&M. Last year, we were able to raise right at $100,000 to give back, so that takes a big burden off of a good handful of students.
Cooper says tickets are now on sale for the event, which is Wednesday, June 21st at the Brazos County Expo. More information is online at bcamc.org. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 72 degrees. You can call or text us. Be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Hi, I'm Teresa Hernandez.
And I'm Barbie Springer.
At Brenham National Bank, we have the best customers in town.
To show our thanks, please join us for lunch at our annual Customer Appreciation Day on Friday, June 16th from 11 to 2.
We're located at the corner of Earl Rudder Freeway and Southwest Parkway in College Station. If you don't know Brenham National Bank,
come meet our friendly staff and see why we're the best in town.
That's June 16th. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun.
Member FDIC.
Good morning. It's 810. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by folks at Anchor Foundation Repair, leader in foundation repair for over 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete racing. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here you are.
Cloudiness will drift across the area today, but we'll also see periods of partial sun. There is the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm later today. Highs 85 to 90. Tonight, turning partly to mostly cloudy, a low close to 70. Tomorrow, remaining partly to mostly cloudy. Shower or thunderstorm possible tomorrow afternoon. Highs 85 to near 90. Showers and storms possible tomorrow night. And again Thursday, highs Thursday 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, actually, later in the morning, it wasn't too bad yesterday because we still had a little north breeze and, you know, it was bearable to be outside. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, so, looking at the highs, we're going to be at 90 on Saturday. And the thing is, you know, it's a 40% chance of showers. So that means there's going to be humidity out there. But, yeah, you know, it's who we are.
Get used to it.
We're 150 miles from the Gulf. You know, we're near a swamp called Houston.
It happens.
It's going to happen. That's exactly right. Okay, so here was the story from the Wall Street Journal report earlier this morning. Now, look, the tobacco's horrible, okay? Not good for you. Really not. Offends other people. I get it. But now the World Health Organization wants the tobacco industry to pay more. And the reason that they want to do it is, at least in my view, a little stupid. All right, here we go.
The World Health Organization says tobacco growing is causing massive harm to the environment through the extensive use of chemicals, energy and water, and pollution from manufacturing and distribution. The United Nations agency called for the tobacco industry to compensate for its products that contribute to greenhouse gases, blamed for climate change, but gave no estimate of damage. The WHO says the ecological footprint goes far beyond the effects of cigarette smoke.
Yeah, pay more. Pay more, okay? Now, I don't know. Do you think when it comes to, like, water and fertilizer and chemicals, do you think that that happens with cotton, too? Or is this just with tobacco? Does it happen with corn? Does it happen with sorghum?
Other produce.
See? I mean, they're just, and again, I'm not trying to be a champion of the tobacco companies, but wow, they've paid a lot.
Yeah.
Very true.
United Nations. That's why we give them that big building in New York so they can sit around and talk about that kind of stuff that can cost industries more. And I don't know. I presume clearly there are foreign tobacco companies as well, but you can bet they're going to go after big American tobacco first.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so I gave you guys samples of this apple thing.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
The piñata apple. So, and I told you I ate it and it tasted pretty much like, well, an apple.
Yeah.
And
I'd say I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely had a sweetness to it. I couldn't figure it. I couldn't like quite put my finger on it.
Well, here's the deal. Is I cut it about I don't know, almost 2 hours ago.
Okay.
And so it's been sitting at room temperature and, you know, kind of because I used a corer, folks, so you know. And and so, you know, maybe that allowed it to air out some.
Yeah.
But I did did notice today a taste that was a little bit different.
Okay.
I don't know that I want to go tropical. I mean.
Right. That was my thought. Is I wasn't sure if it was quite a tropical taste, but it definitely had a different sweetness to it.
And it if you like, as long as you're not looking for a tart apple. You
right.
know, if you're looking for a sweet apple, that it works.
It's more sweet for sure.
But again, the best part of it was it's like 50 cents a pound less.
Yeah. The texture was nice, too.
Yeah, it was tasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. It's got a good crunch. But anyway, it was, I don't know, I haven't bought any apples this week. It was like, you know, under $1 a pound. So that's pretty good. So we're talking about Frank DeFord passing and what a great writer he was. News broke over the weekend also that Alex Rodriguez, who's dating Jennifer Lopez, of course,
yes,
we all know, has signed on to be a contributor for ABC News. Variety reports that A-Rod has been working as a professional baseball analyst for Fox Sports. The new deal will include what they call occasional appearances on ABC News programs, which could include Good Morning America, World News Tonight, and Nightline. His Fox deal would likely keep him from appearing on any of ABC's sports shows or on ESPN.
Ah, gotcha.
But he'll be a news.
Okay. Kind of like a Jesse Palmer or Michael Strahan even on Good Morning America.
Sure.
Now, Michael was definitely more of a I don't know, personality,
yes,
I guess.
I think that's true.
But Jesse Palmer, they used a lot for, you know, football season.
Right. So A-Rod going to be doing, see how that works.
Because they happen to both look real good on camera.
There you are. So, and here we go, Megyn Kelly's magazine, Sunday Night with Megyn Kelly, will debut this coming Sunday, starting at 6 o'clock, right up against 60 Minutes.
Okay.
Take your choice.
Right.
Or choose neither.
Yeah,
that's all right,
there you
too.
Go.
The show
one
will,
or the other, yeah.
Yeah, the show will reportedly have a limited run over the summer and then be back after the fall football and winter Olympics in 2018. Oh, so what we're going to do is she'll be on for a while, and then people are supposed to clamor for her, right?
Where's Megyn?
That's right.
Megyn, I miss Megyn.
With withdrawal
pains. Give
me a
rerun.
Fans, however, know that Megyn will also be hosting the weekday morning show that is scheduled to debut later this fall. I guess I'm not a fan.
Fans will know. Oh, yeah, okay.
I didn't happen to know. I missed that one. So. All right, so what is a sandwich and what is not a sandwich? There are definitely ways. Well, the headline
says, we've talked about this
before.
Sure,
5 ways to define a sandwich according to the law.
Oh, okay.
Yep. It was getting legal.
Okay, in California, hot dogs are often snagged in the center of the sandwich semantics drama. Despite fitting the description of a food product served on a bread-like product, many sandwich purists insist that hot dogs deserve their own category. California joins Merriam-Webster in declaring that a hot dog is a sandwich. Nonetheless, the bold word choice apparently has to do with the state's tax law.
Oh.
It, in fact, mentions hot dogs and hamburger sandwiches served from sandwich stands or booths. So, when there's money involved.
Yeah, of course.
Massachusetts court, a burrito is not a sandwich. Okay? When threatened to encroach in the territory of Qdoba? Is that what that's called?
Qdoba.
Qdoba. Okay.
Qdoba.
When Qdoba threatened to encroach on the territory of Panera Bread in a Massachusetts city, the owners of the bakery franchise fought back. They claimed the Mexican chain's arrival would violate their lease agreement with the shopping center.
Oh.
Specifically, the clause prohibits the strip mall from having any other sandwich restaurants. So they went to court.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go.
But Qdoba won.
That's right.
Oh,
and so the burrito is not a sandwich.
I would agree with that.
Yep.
I don't know. I kind of believe that anything that is like a meat or cheese vegetable type something in between some sort of a bread-like product. So even a taco, anything like that, all that is sandwiches.
No.
That's a sandwich.
Absolutely.
It's a form of sandwich.
Not.
I don't think so.
Sandwich is a broad descriptive term.
Right, and I
term.
Agree with that because like I can kind of get on board with the hot dog hamburger being considered a sandwich, but that's because they use bread.
Well,
it's not a tortilla.
But see, tortilla. Well, a tortilla is made of flour oftentimes, sometimes corn.
Right.
And
but,
so,
you know.
Here we go. The next one.
Okay.
The USDA's definition may not be in simple and elegant terms. Of course not. It's the federal government.
Yeah.
A sandwich is one thing, but a sandwich-like product is different territory.
Okay, I can agree with that.
The same labeling policy. So right there, the burrito, as far as they are concerned, is a sandwich-like product. So there's an example of a meat wrapped in a carb dish that doesn't belong in the sandwich family. Stromboli, for instance, okay? That could be the same type of thing.
True.
That's a breading, but it's not bread, if you will. So now, because basically what the USDA has said is a sandwich is a meat between two slices of bread, but the burrito is a sandwich-like product, again, according to the USDA. Now from New York, If it's served on something remotely bread-like, it's a sandwich. So see, they side with you, Brad. When it comes to sandwiches, New York does not discriminate. In a bulletin outlining the state's tax policy, a description of what constitutes a sandwich warrants its own subtitle. It says sandwiches include cold and hot sandwiches of every kind that are prepared and ready to be eaten, whether they be on bread, on bagels, in rolls, in pitas, in wraps, or otherwise, and regardless of the filling or number of layers. Well, so is that, see, is that like, a taco then?
See, I think so. To me, a sandwich means surrounded food, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
Surrounded food.
Surrounded food. Right.
Encapsulated food,
that's
yes.
Right. Food that has been put inside something else.
Yes.
All right, so there we go. I don't know if we solved it or not, but the law is out there. The courts have spoken in some areas. All right, so we told you about Elvis's private jet and how it had been sitting on that runway for 35 years. Well, it sold finally over the weekend. The 962 Lockheed Jetstar went for $430,000, even though it has no engine, needs a restoration of its cockpit and seats in the cabin. So there you are. I guess that's worthwhile.
There you go.
It's a fixer-upper.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly, the ultimate fixer-upper. Van Halen, guitar god, but apparently not very bright. The confidential gossip column in the New York Daily News says a new book by Van Halen's former manager, Noel Monk, claims that Eddie was really not too bright and used bad judgment. No kidding! Eddie got so drunk at his wedding to Valerie Bertinelli that her devout Catholic parents found him hurling in the bathroom with poor Valerie at his side crying her eyes out. Oh, another revelation in the book. Singer David Lee Roth got so out of control one night on Van Halen's 1981 tour, he had to be put in a straitjacket.
Oh, my gosh.
The book, Running with the Devil, be out June 13th. Huh. Well, see, they roll out the really good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they do. They roll that out now so that you'll hopefully buy the book.
All right, we've got a few text messages about this surrounded food thing.
All right, bring it on.
So someone asked, does that make beef Wellington a sandwich?
Oh, well,
that's a good question.
Yeah,
that
right,
is a good question.
And then someone else, kind of along the same lines, does that include pot pies? Pastry dough, but you think about the stromboli or a pizza roll. Is a pizza roll a sandwich?
This is going to take some more.
Wow.
What about a kolache?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's right. Sure, because you got that little sausage in there.
Or
doing
Chinese
like that.
Dumplings and pot stickers.
Ooh,
is going to take some more thought
Betting,
process
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Just putting that out there.
Well, and where I can see it would make a difference is when you talk about the shopping center and you have exclusivity. You know, you're the only one who's going to have this kind of food, if you will.
Exactly.
And if you're going to make it that, there wouldn't.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, this is just a fun debate, but when it comes to businesses and restaurants, you know, like you said, up in Massachusetts, then you know they're going to fight for it because they don't want another eatery coming in.
They need to be able to protect their territory.
Who knew such a sensitive subject?
Well, you know, that's it, and it's something that we all deal with all the time. So, did you see the video of the water park in California, Dublin, California? It's outside San Francisco. Multi-million-dollar water park called The Wave just opened up over the weekend. A 10-year-old boy riding the Emerald Plunge, which is a giant water slide, flew off the slide, hit the pavement, barely missed hitting his head. Amazingly, he was able to get up and walk away with just minor cuts and bruises. Officials at the water park immediately shut down the ride. And
yeah.
I think I saw a screenshot. I didn't see the actual video, but apparently they do have that video.
Oh.
And so
that's terrifying.
If you'll remember, the kiddo died at the Schlitterbahn Park in
Kansas City.
And he was a 10-year-old.
So this one sounds like he was going so fast, and maybe he didn't weigh enough to stay in the slide.
I think that's a point right there, too.
Yeah.
Because they've done, if you're this tall, now that maybe you need to be this fat.
Yeah. Well, and there are weight restrictions on being too heavy.
Sure.
Especially in, like, multi-person rides.
Yep.
Because I know when we went to one of the Schlitterbahns here in Texas, there was a, you know, two-person tube ride that said you can't weigh more than this combined.
Right.
Or even the heavier person has to be in the front or in the back, depending on the ride.
Right.
But yeah, I could see, I mean, you can get pretty high speeds on some of those like body slides. Maybe he wasn't even in a tube.
Certainly. No, and I don't think he was. And, yeah. And then you do, you hydroplane basically.
Right,
and
right.
Then the walls aren't high enough. Yep. That's
man,
what takes
that's scary.
Them.
Maybe they need a weight requirement on the minimum side.
They'll, yeah, mm-hmm. they'll be looking at that. And while we're in the world of water, 73-year-old Terry Selwood of Australia said he was out fishing when a great white shark jumped right into his boat. He caught a blur of something coming over the boat. The pectoral fin of the shark hit him in the forearm, knocked him down, and he was able to get back up, came up face-to-face with the shark.
Wow.
Right there. Shark was almost 9 feet long.
In the boat?
Yep.
Whew.
Just shy of 500 pounds. He's got pictures. There are pictures
yikes.
Out there of that.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Little scary.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Despite federal legislation meant to reduce out-of-pocket costs and drug makers increasing discounts, expensive medicines are increasingly hitting the pockets of seniors and other beneficiaries in Medicare's prescription drug program known as Part D. The median out-of-pocket cost for a drug purchased through Part D was $117 in 2015, up from $79 in 2011. 220 Part D drugs had annual out-of-pocket costs of $1,000 or more in 2015. A global IT glitch that left thousands of angry passengers stranded does not come cheap. Citigroup estimates that 175,000 passengers were affected by British Airways flight cancellations on Saturday alone, and the problem lasted into yesterday. Between lost revenue and compensation costs, Citi puts the outage over $111 million. The carrier says it expects to have a full slate of flights today, although some passengers are still without their bags from the weekend's problems. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Get ready. It's almost time to cast your vote for the best of the Brazos Valley. Voting starts Thursday, June 1st, as you decide the best in shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. Keep listening for more information about how you can vote for your favorites. Thanks in part to our sponsors. Elms Orthodontics, United Country Real Estate, Thunder Elite, Aggieland Credit Union, and Brazos Valley Recycling. Voting begins Thursday, June 1st for the 17th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
Paper thin speakers and microphones. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Materials called piezoelectric crystals generate electricity whenever they bend or vibrate. In the journal Nature Communications, engineer Nelson Sepulveda and his colleagues report designing thin, flexible piezoelectric sheets. He says they could be used to make portable loudspeakers you could stick to a wall speech identification security systems, or to add sound to electronic newspapers or e-papers.
So now not only you can have visual feedback, but you could also talk to the e-paper and receive information back from the e-paper in the form of this microphone that is also a loudspeaker.
The team demonstrated the sheet's ability to distinguish different voices and reproduce different musical instruments. Sepulveda says the material can be made sensitive enough for miniature voice recognition systems and quality sound reproduction. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Facebook's cultural impact has been so profound that research on its effects are nonstop. We know that Facebook connects us closer. The question is, are all those connections healthy? Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The most interesting aspect about the majority of Facebook and social media research is that it's negative. It's dangerously addictive to certain personality types. Its overall effect on adolescents is negative. And now, research from Yale and the University of California shows that those who use Facebook the most are less satisfied with their lives and less healthy than those who only use it occasionally, or as the Wall Street Journal wrote, the more times you click like, the worse you feel. Researchers are still debating why. But it appears that chronic Facebook users are looking for something that's missing from their lives. Whatever it is, I can assure you, it's not found on social media. Get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
The Commando dash cam does what a lot of dash cams don't do. It comes with GPS and helpful driver warnings, including lane departure and forward collision alert. It also helps keep a digital recording of accidents and encounters with other people. The Commando dash cam's wide lens captures the entire road on HD video. Everything you need comes in the box, including a one-year warranty. You won't find this kind of technology at a better price. Go to shop.commando.com. That's shop.commando.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31 at 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A motorcyclist is dead after an accident this morning around 3 a.m. in the 2500 block of Texas Avenue near the Days Inn. According to the College Station police report, a truck leaving the hotel pulled in front of a southbound motorcycle. The motorcyclist, who was wearing a helmet, struck the passenger side of the truck and was thrown several feet. His identity is being withheld until his family is notified. The southbound lanes of Texas Avenue are still closed while police continue their investigation. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office responded to the 5,000 block of Wilcox Lane off Tabor Road around 5 a.m. this morning for an unknown problem. According to the report, deputies found a dead man. The area has been closed off to the public while the investigation takes place. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office at 361-4900. More infrastructure improvements are coming to the Northgate District. Public Works Director Donald Harmon told the City Council at its last meeting about adding sidewalks and drainage in a current loading area along University.
It's between Lodge and College Main, that section right there along University. Right now, the flexible bollards are there. It'll be replaced along that same perimeter, but with curb and sidewalk.
Removable bollards would be installed in four locations where the existing pneumatic bollards no longer work.
There are bollards throughout that little Northgate section along College Main at Patricia. There are some on Lodge, and then there are some further down close to Church Avenue and right there at University.
The council unanimously approved the nearly $300,000 contract. No timeline was given when construction would start or end. A Bryan man went to jail for the third time this year last Friday night.
Bryan police made a nighttime traffic stop on a car with only one working headlight. That led to the arrest of 30-year-old Frederick Burrell Jr. for driving with a suspended license with prior convictions. He's out of jail after posting a $2,000 bond and paying almost $1,000 in fines from two prior traffic convictions. According to his arrest report, Burrell's had his driver's license suspended 15 times. Online jail records show he was arrested twice in January by College Station police for misdemeanor possession of marijuana and by A&M police for driving without a license. College Station police arrested a Grimes County man after witnesses reported his car knocked a hole in the garage of a home on Deacon Drive, then took off. According to the arrest report, a patrol officer found 35-year-old Jared Phelps of Shiro stopped along Rock Prairie Road between Bird Pond and Fitch attempting to fix a tire. Phelps was arrested for DWI and striking the garage. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Tickets are now on sale for the Brazos County A&M Club Coaches Night fundraiser on Wednesday, June 21st.
Coaches Night is about bringing together the Texas A&M Aggie coaches in order to raise money for scholarships for students from the Brazos County who want to attend or who are currently attending Texas A&M.
Co-chair Shelby Cooper says a record number of coaches are attending this year's event, which includes cocktail hour, dinner, and live and silent auctions.
9 head coaches committed thus far, and we have assistant coaches rolling in as well. So we're very, very excited to host all of them and thank them for a fantastic and amazing season.
Cooper says Aggie football coach Kevin Sumlin is this year's main speaker. For more information or to purchase tickets, go online to bcamc.org. How to respect Memorial Day was part of the message from this year's speaker at the Twin Cities All Veterans Memorial Day program. John Hines of the Bryan American Legion asked the audience if they had watched television earlier in the day.
If I hear one more idiot on the news say Happy Memorial Day, I may have to throw something through my TV.
Hines wished for a solemn and contemplative Memorial Day.
But if you want to celebrate something, celebrate those young men and women in a spiritual way that they gave their lives so we can sit here on this Monday in May 2017, and guess what? We're still free.
Hines said Memorial Day can be celebrated in a spiritual way for being able to worship as we please. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 72 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Hey, hey, it's 8:37. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, checking the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. So call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. It is subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. All right, here are our numbers.
Cloudiness will drift across the area today, but we'll also see periods of partial sun. There is the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm later today. Highs 85 to 90. Tonight turning partly to mostly cloudy, a low close to 70. Tomorrow remaining partly to mostly cloudy. Shower or thunderstorm possible tomorrow afternoon. Highs 85 to near 90. Showers and storms possible tomorrow night. And again Thursday, highs Thursday 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And once again, it's raining in New Orleans. That's a good thing because somebody's got to wash down Canal Street.
Ooh.
Every morning.
Yep.
Nothing worse than walking in Canal Street at 7 in the morning, any morning, but you know. Especially on the weekend. So it's getting washed this morning. We're done with the regular session of the legislature, so Senator Schwertner's not with us. We'll speak to Representatives Cassell and Rainey sometime, maybe later this week. It may be next week. We'll just see. In the meantime, It's time to talk Chamber, and Glenn Brewer's here. Second week in a row. What's going on? Did you lose a bet?
It's the day after a holiday, Scott.
Okay. All right. Boss has to come in and do this.
You get to earn your pay on
that. Right.
Who's going? I guess it's me. Okay. You know, we're getting closer to that time where the weather, you just loop it every morning where they say the weather today is hot.
You know, it's years ago, but we did that. We because it was just, it got to be so. This is back before we had Rob doing the weather for us. And we would be reading the weather, and so eventually we got, I think Jaime Roman did it in Spanish for us. I want to say that Uri did it in Yiddish for us, so that we would have high temperature in the mid-90s, low temperature in the mid-70s with no chance of rain. And that way we had it in foreign languages so that people wouldn't have to listen to it in English.
I love it. We're not there quite yet, but we're getting there. Yeah, it's coming up on us.
We are. So what's going on? We got, but it's Chamber of Commerce weather.
It's going to hold off till a couple events we have, which I can tell you about right now.
Why did you do that?
Well, you know, if you're looking for a place to eat lunch today, it is probably not too late, but it's getting real close. We got a Read by Three luncheon at the Hilton today at 11:30 to 1, sponsored by American Momentum Bank. If you call probably in right now and talk to Linda, you can probably get a place. It's all about the Read by Third program, which is just a fantastic deal. It's $30. It's a good lunch at the Hilton College Station, 11:30 to 1. But if you can't do it today, we do have plenty of room on June the 7th. Next week, Wednesday, we have a membership luncheon sponsored by Leadership Brazos Alumni Association.
Okay.
That's going to be at Pebble Creek, 11:30 to 1, also $30. We don't normally have luncheons back-to-back, kind of a quirk of the calendar, and some other events kind of pushed them together. So we have one this week and one next week. So we want to see you at one of those. They're both $30. Next week, Ricky Dixon, the president of Bluebell, the first non-cruisy president of Bluebell, is going to come talk about some of their leadership challenges that he had had. We will have some Bluebell ice cream, and they're going to give out the Leadership Brazos applications. The first time will be released at the end of this luncheon, and you'll
have
30 days.
That discussion may be, that speech would be pretty interesting, because you take a dominant American brand, and they had to go through some situations that were really bad publicity and having to rebuild that brand.
Well, mix in the fact you're the first non-family member to run the company, and then you have a lot of different challenges. And, and so he knows something about leadership, and we're going to learn something about that on June the 7th. After that, something a little fun, June the 8th, Business After Hours, CC Creation over on Holloman. Kenny Lawson said they're going to have a good one, and I believe him. 5:30 to 7. The price is free.
You can't
do better than that. Yep. And bring some business cards and come on out and celebrate. And then June 15th, our 10th annual softball classic, sponsored by Alan Samuel Chevrolet. Team sponsors are Alpha Sports Chiropractic and the Ranch Harley Davidson. It's at Nutribolt Stadium, the brand new redesigned Nutribolt Stadium. 5 to 7, tickets are $9. Profits from that go to the Chamber and the 100 Club. And you get to come out and see the are you going to be available? You're not available? We've upgraded our announcers, I hear, this year. I don't know who they are, but it's going to be
better than those clowns.
It's going to be better than last year. Yeah. So come on out there to Nutribolt Stadium on the 15th. And then also on the 10th, put this down, Saturday, June 10th, all area McDonald's 11 to 1 are going to do a 10% profit share, all directly to the 100 Club. So coming out Saturday, the 10th, from 11 to 1. Our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight, TAMU Health Science Center Family Residency Program. We appreciate what they do for the Chamber. If you want to know any other information, go to bcschamber.org or call us 260-5200. We'd love to help you out.
All right. Thank you, Glenn Brewer, here
Bye,
this
Scott.
Morning. All right. See you later. That's we talk to folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
We Texans love to show our pride. This Father's Day, show Dad how much you love him with a gift from the Texas Trading Post. Any Texas dad would love our Texas barbecue spatulas, flag aprons, cufflinks, flag ties, money clips, and flag fishing shirts. We Texans can never overdo it. TXTraders.com is your local online store for everything Texas. Voted best online store in the Brazos Valley, the Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. Click TXTraders.com.
CC Creations.com.
For over 35 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos for 16 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout the Brazos Valley.
Get ready. It's almost time to cast your vote for the best of the Brazos Valley. Voting starts Thursday, June 1st, as you decide the best in shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. Keep listening for more information about how you can vote for your favorites. Thanks in part to our sponsors. Brazos Moving and Storage, Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, Cash and Dental, and Isle at Watercrest. Voting begins Thursday, June 1st for the 17th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
There you go, News Talk 1620 WT. All right, Chelsea, help me with this. I don't know if I'm right or not. Did the men's track team and women's track team win the national championship in the same year? You know?
Yes.
Okay,
back in 2011 when it happened, because golf also won, men's golf and equestrian, because that was the year Texas A&M had the most national champions out of any other college in 1 year.
Well, on Sunday, Maryland's women's lacrosse team won the NCAA championship by beating Boston College 16-13.
Cool.
It was their third title in 4 years, 14th in their program. They went undefeated this year, 23-0. Yesterday, Maryland's men's lacrosse team got their national championship by beating Ohio State 9-6. Men's first national championship since 1975. They break a 9-game losing streak of the national championship game appearances. Last year, they lost in overtime to North Carolina.
Yep.
And I saw signs in the ground yesterday in College Station, learn how to play lacrosse.
I will tell y'all, it is a very cool sport. And when I moved up to New York for grad school, obviously it's huge up in the Northeast.
Deal, right.
It's a deal. I mean, that's, you know, you don't really necessarily play football. You play lacrosse growing up. And I got to attend one game at Syracuse, and they happened to be ranked number one in the country.
Okay.
And UVA, Virginia, was also ranked number one. There was like a tie in the coaches' poll. And it was an awesome game. It was really, really cool. And unfortunately, like many sports, men's lacrosse is more exciting to watch than women's lacrosse because they can hit each other with the sticks.
Right.
There's a lot less contact in women's lacrosse.
Okay.
But still a really, really cool sport. And I know that it's been picking up a little bit locally. So
now, why can you have more body contact in men's than women's?
I don't know why. I just know that's
the way it is. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But well, they're walking around with sticks.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, things could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched it's a fast game.
Very.
And, you know.
And I know that they have club sports at Texas A&M. So
right.
They do have club lacrosse teams where people can play. But youth, I think, is also trying to pick up a little bit. So.
Well, and I know down in Maid Creek and in that area, they play lacrosse, high school lacrosse regularly. I mean,
right.
It's a big deal down in Montgomery County and in the Woodlands and around that area. So I know it goes on. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
See how that worked out.
Hockey on grass.
It is. It's hockey on grass. Well, and again, the whole deal with soccer, some people just can't do the eye-foot coordination. And if that's the case, then, you know, you want to find something else that's very similar in that you're running a lot and you're staying. And field hockey has never really caught on, so maybe this would work.
A lot of hand-eye coordination with lacrosse.
Yep. So we'll see how all that works out, so congratulations to them. There was an incident at Miami International Airport last week. Wildlife officials rushed to the airport after reports of a venomous 4-foot blackthroat monitor lizard was aboard a plane.
Mm. Yikes.
Once again, that would be a venomous 4-foot blackthroat monitor lizard. A crew member found the reptile running loose in a cargo area. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Venom Unit. They have the fire rescue non-venom unit, and they have a venom unit as well. Anyway, managed to trap the dangerous animal in a dog crate before handing it over to Florida Fish and Wildlife authorities. Blackthroat monitor lizards native to Tanzania. That's nowhere near Miami.
No.
And they're also known to be quite aggressive, and they do lash out at humans. Unclear how the lizard got on the plane. Man. I'm not flying to Miami again.
Lizards on a plane,
Yeah, they got
deadly lizards on a plane.
U.S. wildlife officials have issued a warning not to take selfies with seals. Seals.
Mm-hmm.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Fishery Office says it officially says that seal pupping season, that means that mom seals will be near the shorelines with their new babies. But no matter how tempting it is, those folks say you should not try to snap photos near the animals. People and pets should stay at least 150 feet away from the seals. If a mom seal sees a human near her pup, there's a danger that she will abandon it and it will die. Oh, interesting.
Oh, wow.
I would have thought that they were going to be aggressive to protect it.
Well,
but
did you see the little girl get yanked off the dock by the seal?
Was that last week?
I think it was last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Did we talk about it? I know I've talked about it to people, but that video is crazy.
Yeah. Well,
they were saying they thought she had like crumbs on her dress or something.
Oh, maybe. But they were videoing it for quite a while, and then she kind of just sat down right there on the edge, and it didn't take but 2 seconds. That seal went right up and yanked her into the water.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was scary. He didn't do it. He didn't, like, I don't think he tried to drag her under and swim away with her. He just dragged her down, and then a dad or someone else immediately jumped in to get her. So she was fine, but it was a pretty scary moment, and the video was great. You know, sometimes the video gets, like, a little wobbly. This was, like,
standing there,
movie
the
style.
Yeah.
Very
good. Hey, congratulations to Homer Simpson, who was inducted, that's air quotes, into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York on Saturday. Ceremony marked the 25th anniversary of the Simpsons episode Homer at the Bat, which featured guest appearances from baseball all-stars like Ozzie Smith and Ken Griffey, Wade Boggs, Don Mattingly, and Jose Canseco. Ozzie and Wade were on hand for the event. What else has Canseco got to do? Why couldn't he be there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, as Homer picked up his very own plaque, which had been installed at the museum as part of the there's been a Simpsons exhibit at the Baseball Hall of Fame. Really?
You know, they got to keep people coming for something.
Well, they do. Yeah. That's right.
They've had a lot of baseball-centric episodes.
Okay.
So.
Well, and that's fine. That's all right. And there does need to be a reason for you to go after you've, you know, seen the gloves and the bats. All right, it's 10 till.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hello. Oh, they went away. Okay. Probably a Homer Simpson fan calling to talk about that. A volcano eruption alert issued yesterday in Alaska. That doesn't happen too often, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it also ends up being an aviation problem. The Alaska Volcano Observatory said the volcanic eruption took place on Alaska's Bogsalof Island, part of the Aleutian Island chain. CNN says the eruption caused a code red aviation alert, which was later downgraded to orange. The cloud from the eruption reached at least 35,000 feet, could possibly have reached as high as 45,000 feet. Lightning strikes in the Aleutians increased, as did seismic readings. The eruption lasted about 50 minutes. Volcano sits under the flight path of a lot of airplanes that are traveling from Asia to North America, and the ash cloud could adversely affect aircraft. You think?
Yikes.
Anyway, so that's volcanic ash is abrasive, and it could melt a jet engine's with those temperatures in a matter of moments. Hello?
Hey, imagine how Pete Rose feels that Homer Simpson gets in and he's still waiting.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, on the Simpson deal, what about the Walt Disney when Goofy was playing baseball? I think it was Casey at the bat.
Right.
Is that the Hall of Fame?
Well, no, I don't think that is, but, you know, Goofy's not nearly as iconic as Homer Simpson, because it's, after all, Homer Simpson. Chelsea's back, so
now
we can talk coffee again.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, the main reason people drink coffee is for alertness, focus, and mood-boosting properties. Here's some other reasons coffee is the best.
The best.
Coffee boosts our metabolic rate, which accelerates the burning
skinny.
Of fat. Yeah, there you go. Chemicals within coffee can significantly improve physical performance and strength. By the way, going back to the metabolic rate, okay, that's fine. It does, but when you add cream.
Yeah, I was about to say, frappuccinos do not make you skinny.
Doing the oh, yeah, ooh, let me just get a shot of that syrup in there. That'll make it not taste like coffee.
Two double pumps of mocha, please.
Yeah, if I can have some coffee that doesn't taste like coffee.
Extra whipped cream on top with chocolate sprinkles.
I just want some chocolate milk, really.
Go with the low fat. Do they have low fat whipped cream? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Just get no whip.
That's right. Coffee is the largest single largest source of antioxidants in the world.
Oh.
One cup of coffee contains 11%, 2%, and 6% of the recommended daily allowance for vitamin B2, vitamin B3, and vitamin B5.
You know, that and the antioxidants I get from wine, I am just the healthiest person out there.
I got a wine story for you in a minute, too. We'll do this. The properties within coffee appear to have a protective effect on the liver. Oh,
perfect.
It balances the wine. Coffee helps to support blood vessel health as well. So there you go.
All righty.
Oh, you're going to Wrigley sometime soon.
Yes,
is that right?
August.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When it opened in 1914, it had a seating capacity of 14,000.
Okay.
They built Wrigley Field for $250,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cheap.
It is. Yeah.
I mean, maybe not back in the day,
well,
but I don't know. Still.
All right.
Cool.
All right,
fun
here
fact.
We are. a glass of wine doesn't mean what it used to.
Oh.
It's way, way better than that.
Oh.
A study out of Cambridge University in England found that over the past three centuries, wine glasses have gotten almost 700% larger.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Really? In the 1800s, the average wine glass could only hold 2.2 ounces. Well, that just meant that you knew the guy at the bar better.
Yeah.
Because you kept going back. Okay. Today, the average wine glass holds 15 ounces?
Wow.
It says average.
There are some really large wine glasses out there.
Yeah.
Fish bowls with a stem. Yeah.
They can hold that much.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to fill it to the top.
Well, I forget. I did a wine glass
thing. Got to let it breathe a little.
So I did a seminar on wine glasses and went. And they had a glass that would hold an entire bottle of wine.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, they're pretty funny.
Yeah, they are. Well, and again. And I think it was big enough that,
you know, one glass a day.
That's it. How much you drinking. And,
One drink a day. How many drinks do you have per week? Three to five? Oh, no, I have one a day.
Yeah, that's right.
Isle at Watercrest Assisted Living Community in Bryan provides exceptional senior living. We believe caring for an individual includes caring for their physical, emotional, social, and spiritual needs. Come see what exceptional senior living is all about at the Isle's Hawaiian Luau on Friday, June 2nd from noon to 2 p.m. Put on your best island wear and join the Isle at Watercrest for snow cones, food, music, and games. The Isle at Watercrest, honoring aging, located at 4091 East Chester Drive in Bryan. Learn more at watercrestbryan.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Good morning. About a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So as you're walking back in and everybody's telling you how they did such wonderful things and had such a great time on their Memorial Day weekend, we were working. We started yesterday for you, just letting you know.
Yep.
We call actors' parts roles because in the 17th century in France, they get their scripts on rolls of paper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Three biggest employers in U.S. America. Number one, Defense Department with 3.2 million people. Walmart with 2.3 million people. And McDonald's with 1.9 million people.
Hmm.
South Africa has 11 official languages, but somehow the motto on their coat of arms isn't any of them. It's in another language.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And making money from unexpected ways, Aerosmith made more money in royalties off the video game Guitar Hero Aerosmith than it made from any of their actual albums.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yes. Just shows you there's all sorts of ways to make money.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, on TV tonight, we mentioned earlier that House of Cards, fifth season, gets started. Season premiere for America's Got Talent tonight on NBC at 7 o'clock. Season finale of Prison Break, if you're a fan, that's on Fox at 8. The season premiere of World of Dance. This is a new reality show from the executive producer and head judge Jennifer Lopez. Features 47 acts from around the world competing in divisions based on age and group size. NBC tonight at 9 o'clock, if you want to do that. TheRichest.com has come up with a list of 15 shows that it thinks should go away. We'll pick that up tomorrow, because we might even agree with them on some of that. All right, so it's time for Which is Older? Which is older, the clothes dryer or Tom Selleck?
Oh.
Tom Selleck.
Clothes dryer.
Clothes dryer.
I thought it was a trick question.
1892, Tom Selleck, born in 1945.
Okay.
Which is older, the Golden Gate Bridge or Tony Bennett?
Ooh.
Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Golden Gate Bridge was not built until 1937. I'm sorry, Tony was born in 1926.
I'm over
so Tony's older.
Tony.
And which is older, the helicopter or Tina Turner?
Ooh. Helicopter.
Tina Turner.
Tina was born in 39. The helicopter, 1940. So Tina's older.
Yeah. I am 0 for 3.
All right, we're back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. WTAW College Station.